Hello and welcome to Chapter 5. So far, we've discussed primarily about e-commerce. What is e-commerce? E-commerce from the global perspective, India perspective, and what are the different factors, right, from technology to internet to consumer behavior, combining together to fuel the growth of the e-commerce industry in India and the global industry and scenario as well. And the headroom of growth when it comes to India as an e-commerce market. But let's now touch upon the many advantages and also the few disadvantages of e-commerce. Like everything else, e-commerce also has pros and cons, advantages and disadvantages. So we'll touch upon both advantages of e-commerce and the few disadvantages of e-commerce as a business and as an industry. So let's get started. First of all, we'll look at the advantages of e-commerce. So first, low financial cost. Now, low financial cost with respect to setting up a business or running a business, or even from a customer perspective. So I'll explain how. First of all, to set up an e-commerce store, you don't need to set up or spend on a physical store or a showroom or an office. Hence, no capital expenditure, no rentals, no interiors, no inventory in a lot of cases. You could start an e-commerce store from your living room or your bedroom, right? It's easy. You could set up a store in less than 10 minutes. From a customer point of view as well, if you have to, let's say, if you want to buy a new laptop and you want to compare different models from different brands, and if you had to travel to physical stores, maybe company outlets or multi-brand outlets, there's a travel cost involved. There is the cost of your time involved to go ahead and evaluate all those brands. But all that could happen on your smartphone while you may be going off to sleep after dinner. So businesses save on financial expenses in setting up operations and expanding operations. Even customers save both time and money. So low financial cost is one of the major advantages of running e-commerce operations. Look at Amazon, for example, a US company selling products, goods, and services globally. For that scale, imagine the number of offices, showrooms, customer centers that they would need if it was a 100% offline business. Then easy scalability. You could scale up your business. So you could just increase your presence. For example, if you're selling services, you don't even need inventory. You could just start marketing yourself, your business, to a larger geography. Let's say you're selling insurance, right? If you're an insurance company selling online insurance to businesses or individuals in Mumbai, and you get a good response, a lot of people start buying from you. Now you want to sell to the entire state of Maharashtra, or you want to maybe sell to other states in the country. You could just increase your online marketing and reach out to more people. But if you were only selling physically, then you would need advisors in every city. You would need customer service officers in every city, every state. So scalability is expensive and slow in offline. In an online scenario, it's easy. Same is about global presence. You could be in Mumbai or India and you could sell to a consumer in US, Germany, France, Indonesia, Vietnam, and vice versa as well. Hence, it also offers huge information. Customer information for businesses, business information for customers. It's all available on the page, on the website, on data analytics software. So businesses can get information about customers, their buying habits, their browsing habits. Customers get information about buyers and the products easily available and accessible. And hence, convenience and easiness is another advantage for both the seller and the buyer. Then there is the 24/7 potential income for sellers, 24/7 buying potential for buyers. Physical stores have store timings. There are 24/7 stores available, but very few. And as a customer, you won't be traveling, say, at midnight or at 2 a.m. in the morning, but you could really buy on your smartphone at any time of the day, no matter wherever you are. So businesses now have a 24/7 potential income opportunity. They don't have to keep stores open or have manpower working in different shifts to ensure that their store is open 24/7. The website or the app, or if they're selling on, say, Instagram or Facebook, is available for customers 24/7. And prompt payments, payment gateways online ensure that businesses receive payment instantly for the sale of products and services. Then you could provide personalized online experience to customers. Now, if you're selling online, you can track consumer purchase and browsing history very easily. All apps and websites have an inbuilt analytics software, Google Analytics being the most prominent, which tracks every single click a consumer would make. So if I'm running an e-commerce website, I can know the products that my consumers are browsing, how much time they're spending on each product page, are they viewing images, are they watching videos, are they reading descriptions, the number of products they are adding to the cart, and whether they complete the purchase or not. So basis that browsing and buying history of individual customers and of customers belonging to a particular segment or a group, you could offer personalized product and service recommendations. In the physical world, that's a little difficult. If you're running maybe a physical store and you have hundreds of walk-ins, it's difficult for you to really track what products are they watching or checking in the display and what they are buying. A customer paying by cash will not share his or her phone number or email address in a physical store. But to complete an online purchase, a customer has to give her phone number, her email, her address to ensure the goods are delivered and notifications and payment confirmation is sent on the phone as well as their email. So you get access to customer data, which is not available offline stores. Then affordable manpower. You don't need so much manpower to man and cover all the stores. You could have one central go down and inventory, one product manager, people managing dispatches, or you could even use third-party services. Then easier to encourage impulse buy. So when customers come on your website, you could track the way people browse. When is it that they log off from your website? So you could make changes, you could give them notifications and encourage impulse buy. You could easily retarget customers. Now websites can place pixels which track a customer's IP. And using Google Pixels or Facebook Pixels, you could push display ads to the customer even when they are not browsing your app or website. That can't happen in a physical shopping experience or world. Then, as I said, you get access to customer data. You get their phone number, you get their email address, the two most important information in today's age. And you could send promotional email campaigns, or you could send promotional SMSs to attract customers. In a physical space, not all customers would share their phone number or email to you. Then you have the ability to process a high number of orders. Let's say in a physical space, if you launch a promotional offer campaign and say 100 customers walk in and you have only a couple of cash counters, there will be a huge queue. 100 customers cannot buy simultaneously at a physical store with only two cash counters, but 100 customers can buy simultaneously exactly at the same second or same minute online, given the server space supports that. But it's easier to scale up your website server space and infra compared to adding more cash counters or more physical stores. So the ability to process a high number of orders and transactions, and then analytics. So as I said, you get access to not only the purchase history, but the browsing history of individual customers. And you could use that for individual offers. You could group customers based on demography for giving them group offers. For example, if you know the shopping behavior and the buying behavior of customers living in metros in India in the age group 18 to 25. So even if somebody has not bought from you, you could still give them offers and recommendation basis the behavior of the 18 to 25 year age group living in metros. And thanks to analytics, as a business, we have those insights, information to track and target those customers. This is not anywhere close in the offline business world. So let's talk about each of these advantages. Low financial cost, as we said, e-commerce businesses have a lower startup cost. They don't need physical offices, physical stores. They don't have to spend on interiors, branding, display when setting up an e-commerce store. You can just go on and set up an online store literally in less than 10 minutes. Yeah, to improve on that store, to improve the UI, the display, the product images, that'll take time, but not cost. But stores can be set up, online stores, literally in less than 10 minutes. You have platforms like Shopify to thank for that. I could right now go ahead and create an online store in less than 10 minutes, and that would cost me less than a few thousand rupees. There are even platforms to create free stores, and you only pay when a customer transacts or buys. So the startup cost is much, much, much lower, and even the operational expenses are very low. You only may have to pay for the transactions. Dropshipping makes it even easier. You don't even need to maintain an inventory. You only get a certain commission on the sale of goods or services. Inventory is managed by a supplier. So the low financial cost is one of the biggest advantage for sellers to start a new e-commerce venture. Now, brick and mortar retail stores have to pay enormous rent for each of their store locations. So the more you want to expand and get into new territories, you need a physical location at each location, each city, each state. But in an online store, with the same online website, you could sell anywhere across the globe. So you don't need to set up so many stores to cater to more and more people. Hence, the capex and opex involved is much, much lower. Now, so on some of the marketplace platforms, one can set up an e-commerce shop for free. As I said, you don't have to pay for setting up an e-commerce shop. You only pay a small transaction fee, something like a 2 or 2.5% or a 3% when a customer eventually buys on your online store. So the cost to set up and run an e-commerce store is almost negligible when it comes to your physical store. Then comes easy scalability. This is one of the major benefits of e-commerce. It's easy to scale the business rapidly. Now, with brick and mortar stores, if your store needs to grow in space to accommodate new products or add more cashiers, you'll have to increase the physical capacity. That's not true with e-commerce. You could ensure that your website or your app is able to handle more traffic by just increasing the server size. And all you have to do is contact your hosting provider online. Just go on their website and increase your server capacity with the click of a mouse. So you'll need to find a bigger space when it comes to a physical office, which would require cost, renovation, interiors. In an online space, you could just increase your server capacity and just pay a higher monthly rental, which is much, much, much cheaper compared to a physical space. So scalability is easier. And again, if you are wanting to expand from a national e-commerce store to a global e-commerce store, all you have to do is target customers via campaigns and tie up with logistics and delivery partners in other countries to ensure shipment of goods to your customers. You don't need to set up physical stores or shops and increase your capital expenditure and hire manpower. So financial cost and scalability both have an advantage when you are running an e-commerce startup. Now with dropshipping, as I said, you don't even need to maintain inventory, because there's a supplier who would fulfill orders on your behalf. You just need to create an online store, get customers on that website or app, and pass on the orders to the supplier who who would then fulfill the entire shipping to the customer. And if it's a cash on delivery option, they collect the payment from the customer directly and pay you your commission. That makes it even easier and cheaper to start an online e-commerce website or business. Then you can have a global presence if you're running an e-commerce website, because your website, unlike your physical store, is accessible from anywhere in the world, provided the customer or the prospect has a device connected to the internet. However, a physical store is limited by its geographical area that you can service. A marketplace website like Amazon.com also helps store owners take their business global. You don't need a separate website. You can just log on and register with Amazon.com or eBay or Flipkart as a seller, and you could sell your products on their website, and you could sell it to anywhere across the globe. The Amazon Global Selling Program was launched in India in 2015. Since then, there has been a 200% growth in the e-tailer's global exports business. In August 2017, Amazon's Indian rival Flipkart launched Flipkart Global to provide its 100,000 plus sellers with an opportunity to export their products to buyers across 190 plus countries. So these platforms take care of the requirement for you to sell to a global customer base without having to expand your capacity or your physical presence. So it makes it easier for you to sell to anyone and everyone across the globe, provided they have a device connected to the internet. And you could sell 24/7. There are no time restrictions. Stores may be open at 9 a.m. and close at 6 p.m. or 9 p.m. or 10 p.m. If they want to run longer hours, they need more manpower. But the moment you have a website or an app, or even if you're selling on, say, WhatsApp or Instagram, your online store is accessible 24/7. Customers can shop at midnight. You just receive order notifications, and the entire communication with the customer could be automated. So your business is online 24/7, 365 days a year. Now, by being available at all hours, you can attract people who would normally pick up a product in store if the store were open. But since your website is open, they can shop anytime. And hence, you can also cater to customers across different time zones. You don't have to be physically awake across 24/7 or have somebody sitting there. Yes, if you have a customer care team, you could have maybe one person or two people or more, depending upon the flow of calls. But that could also happen remotely. You don't need to have a physical presence across the globe or across the country to sell in every city and country. For a customer to order at night, you don't need to have employees working the night shift. A lot of transactions like payment notifications, automated email and SMS confirmations are automated. You don't need manpower for that. Hence, it's easier to sell 24/7. That's not practically possible for a physical store. Then, a major benefit is a business being able to offer a personalized online experience. For example, if you have been using Amazon or Flipkart, and if you browse a certain category of product, for example, let's say you are interested in buying a certain brand of smartphone, and you've been doing your research over the past few weeks. The next time you open your app, open the Amazon or the Flipkart app on your smartphone, you will get those smartphone recommendations in your feed. But for me, the feed may be very different, because Amazon, Flipkart, and all other e-commerce apps and websites can offer a personalized experience. But can you change the display of your physical store for every customer? No, you cannot. The display will be constant for all customers who walk into your physical store. Hence, that personalized experience is missing for a customer, which happens online. Now, you can retarget a customer who visited your store, showing them an ad for a product they added to their cart. For example, let's take two examples. Let's say you walk into a physical store. Let's say you walk into a physical electronic store and you want to buy an external webcam for your laptop, for your office Zoom meetings. So you check maybe two webcams, a Lenovo webcam and maybe an HP webcam, and you look at both and you think that, okay, I'll come back and I'll buy later, and you put the webcams back in the display rack and you walk out of the store. Now, can that electronic store retarget you basis that information? No, they cannot, because they don't know you as a customer. They don't know who walked in and who checked it. Maybe a store executive saw you picking up an external webcam, but that's about it. He or she can only reach to you while you are in the store and try and persuade you to buy the webcam and tell you about, okay, this is good, this has sharper images, a wide angle, but you may still not be ready to buy the product. And the moment you walk out of the physical store, the opportunity to sell is lost. Now let's compare this scenario in an online experience. Suppose if you go on Amazon and you browse for external webcams and you get the display of Lenovo, HP and other brands, and you particularly show interest in the Lenovo external webcam, you'll be able to first read the entire description, multiple images, there also may be a video, and you'll also have customer ratings, customer testimonials. So first they try to persuade you, but let's say you stop your purchase then and there, and like the physical example, you may say, okay, I'll come back again and buy. But now Amazon has the history of you browsing for an external webcam and you showing interest more towards buying a Lenovo webcam. So now they can send you email notifications. They can send you push notifications on telling you about more about the Lenovo webcam, maybe give you discount offers, or maybe tell you about other competitive brands that you should evaluate. So this is what is a great advantage for e-commerce players. They can track your browsing history, they can track your purchase history and give you recommendations, notifications, which a physical store cannot. Then it's easier to retarget customers. So as I said, once they know your browsing history, once they know that you have an affinity to a category of products or a particular brand, they could send you display ads, show you ads on different websites that you browse on your laptop, on your phone, and those ads could lure you back on their website or app to make an additional purchase. So Google has pixels that you could place. Facebook has its own pixels that is used for retargeting on the Facebook universe, be it Facebook, be it Instagram. Soon they may also use it for WhatsApp. So these pixels could be placed to track how consumers interact and browse on an e-commerce website, and that information could be used to send shopping notifications to customers on whatever site they are browsing. This is not possible in a physical store. Physical stores send physical catalogs or emails, but that cannot be customized, personalized for every customer. Hence, this is another advantage that e-commerce companies have. They could make offers, notification, personalized and customized based on either the individual preference and behavior of the customer or basis the demography of the customer. If a customer falls in a particular customer segment, for example, age bracket, income bracket, or browsing affinity, these behaviors and experiences can also be used to recommend products and send notifications. Now, in e-commerce, you can retarget people who add products to cart. For example, we discussed about the webcam example. In a physical store, if you pick up a webcam, that's like adding a product to a cart in an e-commerce environment. So if you put back the webcam in a physical environment, they can't reach back to you. But the moment you add a product to your cart and leave it there, don't complete the purchase, you will start receiving email and push notifications to go ahead and complete your purchase. So these are different advantages of running and managing an e-commerce business. And the ability to process a high number of orders. For example, again, if you're running an electronic store and there is a new brand of smartphone launched and there's a huge advertising campaign, a lot of people want to buy the same smartphone, and people start queuing up outside a store, it will be a mess for the store owners to manage that. You would have seen images of Black Friday sales in the US, how there are large queues and people standing there for hours. But online, all those people can simultaneously buy. For example, OnePlus, when they launched OnePlus 6 online, they were able to sell 100 crore worth of phones in less than 10 minutes. Imagine that happening offline, the number of stores that they would need and the manpower they would need to process 100 crore worth of sales in about 10 minutes. And hence, with the ability to sell to many people at the same time, with the ease and convenience, we are witnessing the growth in the online e-commerce globally and in India as well. For example, in India, the online retail is estimated to grow over 1200% to $200 billion in the next 5 years. By then, online retail will account for 12% of India's overall retail market from just about 2% in 2014. And this is being triggered by a combination of factors which we've been discussing, like internet penetration, more shift towards smartphones, drop in data access, and a change in consumer behavior, the convenience, the trust, and the ease of online transactions. Now, India's e-commerce market has reached $33 billion, but as we discussed, it's estimated to reach $200 billion by 2020. This growth rate of the e-commerce industry in India will trail only behind China and Indonesia in the Asia-Pacific region. Thank you very much.